Country Club FM.
This meeting of the Loyal Order of the Bob Almanac has been called into session by the Grand Bell here at Bob FM.
Let the fun begin.
No Bob Almanac salutes today. Did we do a salute yesterday? You may have missed the salute we did on Monday for Colonel DeBeers, former wrestler in the American Association, the American Wrestling Association, AWA, out of South Africa, Colonel DeBeers.
Yeah. I did miss that.
He would twist and turn his mustache.
Oh, yes, I remember him.
Wednesday.
Did you mention Melba Montgomery died?
Yeah, that was last week.
Oh, that was last week.
We got
week.
Her last okay. week, yeah.
Okay, just a minute. Making sure.
Wednesday, January 29th, 29th day of the year, John Beckley, the first Librarian of Congress. I would have thought they would have hired an elderly lady with the bun hair right. and the glasses with the chain, the whole thing.
Right.
Because when they say shh, people listen. It was kind of like E.F. Hutton.
It was very similar.
Yes. His salary was $2 a day, so he had a big librarian. We got the big Library
money.
Of Congress, so the first librarian. Who's the current Librarian of Congress? We don't hear enough about that. Was that a presidential appointee?
It probably did not.
Are they confirming that person in
yes,
the Senate?
They need to confirm.
Okay. So that's 1802. 1920, if you know anything about Walt Disney. And there is the how Disney built America, this story in the Walt Disney documentary. This was the date that he started working at the Kansas City Slide Company for $40 a week.
Oh.
So making little animations and things like that.
It was the beginning.
It was the beginning.
It was the beginning.
Of his vision. And it's he had the vision.
Yes, he did.
He didn't have the best smarts when it came to money. That was his brother.
Roy was better at that.
Roy was the money guy. Walt was the idea guy. And boy, did he have some ideas. 1936 here this date, the Baseball Hall of Fame established in Cooperstown. They didn't really have a building until 1939. The building that is there now, the actual Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum, wasn't built, opened, and dedicated until 1939.
Okay.
So they really didn't have any kind of a ceremony. They just announced that it would be Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, Honus Wagner, Christy Mathewson, and the Big Train Neal.
Pretty good list right there. Those guys could get it done, and that is certainly on my bucket list to go to Cooperstown. I love baseball and the history of the game, and I would like to make sure I get to visit there.
1936. How about in 64? This movie was in theaters.
Doctor Strangelove.
Or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and
Love the Bomb.
A moving picture.
I shouldn't tell you this, ma'am, Drake, but you're a good officer and you have a right to know. It looks like we're in a shooting war.
Hell. Are the Russians involved, sir?
Well, boys, I reckon this is it. Nuclear combat toe-to-toe with the Ruskies.
People forget that Slim Pickens was in Dr. Strangelove. There he is.
Yes.
He was a pilot. I mean, in Blazing Saddles, he was at Headley. His henchman, basically,
right.
and his muscle. And there he is in Dr. Strangelove with Peter Sellers, George C. Scott, and so many more. That was his date, 1964. That's a good movie.
For sure.
Making kind of light of the Cold War a little bit there.
Yeah, yep.
Certainly. But you put Peter Sellers in there.
It's going to be good.
You can't help but just good. You can't just help but look at him and laugh.
Right.
1977, we lost a very young, talented actor, sadly.
What's the matter with the bathroom upstairs?
Well, it's inconvenient, especially when I'm getting dressed for a date.
You don't get dressed, you get upholstered.
Ed, think how much I get in your way.
Yeah, I thought of that ever since you first moved in here.
With the bathtub, I won't get in your way so much anymore.
That's asking a lot from a bathtub.
They were a great pair on Chico and the Man, Jack Albertson. And Freddie Prinz, who died of a self-inflicted gunshot when he was just 22.
Gosh.
Fame got to him just too young and couldn't handle it.
Very sad. 1977. He had talent.
He started as
Chico and the Man.
Yeah, he was a stand-up comedian first, and then got on Chico and the Man, would be on The Tonight Show. And actually, that was the end of that show.
Yeah.
Because he did that. He died when the show was still going.
Yeah, it had only been on a couple of years.
Lost another grade in 1980.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Frosty the Snowman.
They ran out of wax when they tried to make his wax figurine there at Madame Tussauds. Because his nose is just too big, Neil.
Big nose.
They ran out of wax.
Must have been some magic. And that old
Jimmy Durante, age 86, died this day, 1980.
Very likable guy, right?
Had the trench coat, the whole thing, very likable. Yep. Frosty the Snowman, forever be immortalized singing in that special. He was 86. Sure. 1995 this date, it was Super Bowl 29.
Joe Robbie Stadium at 76 degrees, 82% humidity, and Super Bowl 29 is underway with a short kick that is taken up at the 17-yard line.
Yeah, Super Bowl 29 underway. Who won that Super Bowl, Neil? Do you remember?
I don't.
The 49ers. They defeated the overmatched San Diego Chargers with Stanley Humphreys at quarterback. They just didn't have the skill or the talent to go up against the mighty 49ers, who at that time won their fifth Super Bowl championship, the first team to win five.
Yeah, the Bill Walsh era.
Actually, George Seifert had taken over by then.
Oh, and the baton had been
the
passed.
The baton had been passed.
Yeah, they had some good quarterbacks through those years, and they were pretty good.
Bill Walsh, I think, stepped down after they beat the Bengals that one time in that late touchdown when John Candy was sitting in the stands.
Oh, yeah.
Because they still had Joe Montana. This was Steve Young-led 49ers. He got the monkey off his back, that whole thing. Six touchdown passes.
Jeez.
I think that's still a Super Bowl record.
That one might stand for a while, although.
The 49ers have since been passed by the Steelers and the Patriots.
Yep.
With six Super Bowl championships, 1995. How many Super Bowl championships do the Vikings have?
Let's count them. Okay.
All right. Moment of silence there.
Yes.
1995, 2002, let's go to Congress.
States like these and their terrorist allies constitute an axis of evil, arming to threaten the peace of the world by seeking weapons of mass destruction. These regimes pose a grave and growing danger.
It was the axis of evil quote, Neil.
Yes, it was.
Iraq, Iran, and North Korea.
Yep.
No mention of China. Of course, at that point, Soviet Union was no more. We weren't worried much about them.
No.
But we've allowed them to kind of...
bolster.
They've bolstered. Yes, that's the word I was looking for. They've bolstered. Yeah. 2002. And then 2019 in the news.
Tonight, Jesse Smollett, a star on the hit television show Empire, is recovering from multiple injuries after police say he was brutally beaten on the Chicago street in a possible hate crime. At 2 a.m., investigators say two men approached Smollett, who may have recognized the actor, yelling racial and homophobic slurs.
So, turned out to be just a hoax.
Yeah.
Totally staged by Jesse Smollett himself. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He wanted to make a statement, wanted to be the victim, which is in these days.
Yes.
If you're the victim, your voice, you know, he wanted to be victimized and wanted to make some news. It also came out that he did it because he was unhappy about how much he was getting paid on Empire.
Jeez. I think we can say he chose poorly.
He chose poorly, pretty much ruined his career. I don't think he's doing any acting anymore.
Nope.
Who's going to hire him?
Nope.
2019, Jesse Smollett was when that whole thing. It didn't take long for them to kind of unravel the whole story on it, because their story just didn't, once they started investigating it a little bit more.
There were some holes. Sense.
There were some holes.
Yeah.
Catherine Ross is on our birthday list today.
Butch. Do you ever wonder if I'd met you first, we'd been the ones to get involved? Well, we are involved, Evan. Don't you know that? I mean, you are riding on my bicycle. In some Arabian countries, that's the same as being married.
And, of course, Sundance comes out and asks me, what are you doing? I'm stealing your woman. He goes, you can have her. Out on the porch.
Right.
Butch Cassidy, the Sundance Kid. I couldn't have been comfortable for her riding on the front handlebars of that bicycle.
It didn't look good. There's no padding there.
There's no padding.
Yeah, it looked uncomfortable.
Catherine Ross did not have the size. You know, she wasn't a Kardashian. She wasn't Lizzo. She didn't have a lot of padding back there.
No.
I just don't get it. It was something. And then, of course, you know, he falls down and he gets chased by a Hereford. Catherine Ross, 85. She was also in The Graduate. She was Mrs. Robinson's daughter.
Daughter, right.
Do you remember from any other movies?
Oh, yeah. She was in, did a couple of Westerns, for sure. Gunsmoke, The Virginian. She was in love with Heath Barkley.
He's on the Colby's.
Of course, she married Sam Elliott, and they worked together in The Shadow Riders with Tom Selleck, a good buddy who we may hear from in a second.
Who?
Yeah, she was, she did several movies with Sam Elliott.
And I love Sam Elliott. He's outstanding.
I do, too.
I think you mentioned this guy here.
Hi.
Hi.
You here for the weekend?
Yeah.
It's a great place. You'll love it. It's got everything. You wouldn't happen to know the combination of this alarm, would you?
Are you stealing Robin's car?
No. Well, sort of, but it's okay. It's a security check. It's just sort of a game.
Higgins would have picked a number that he was familiar with, like the address.
Or the zip code.
Or maybe his social security number.
You know a social security number?
No.
The phone! He used Robin Master's personal phone number.
There it goes. Higgins not happy at all. That's from the pilot episode of Magnum P.I.
Loved
stealing the Ferrari. Magnum P.I. and that Ferrari basically became synonymous with each other.
They did.
On that show, did they not? I should have done that with the kazoo yesterday.
Right.
The Magnum P.I. theme. Tom Selleck. It's hard to believe
great
he's
actor.
80.
He is a likable guy.
Yes,
sure.
He is. And what a mustache. Did I mention that
one
already?
One of the best.
Yes,
the
Tom Selleck, 80.
Some of us, a very few of us, just don't believe in what our leader's doing or his plans.
What are his plans?
I don't have time to tell you now. I've got to get you out.
With Tony.
It's impossible.
Then I'm staying.
Mike, I'm not leaving without him.
Mike,
it's too late for Tony.
What the hell did they do to him?
Quiet.
That damn dragon lady can bend people's minds around. What the hell does she need a blowtorch
Mike.
For?
Mark Singer, he was the first one that noted that the visitors on V were lizards that eat mice, Neil. He was the first one to see one of them gobble down a mouse.
Yeah.
And he's talking there with his buddy. You got your Mike and you got your Martin. Martin was part of the fifth column. They were the resistance in amongst the visitors. The epic 1980s miniseries V. Mark Singer, not known for his great acting, but he did a nice job there. Happy birthday to him. He is 77. What time is it, Neil?
It's got to be TV theme time, Jim.
The lovely Ann Jillian, 75 today,
sure.
From It's a Living. Had a very well-publicized battle with breast cancer. And
yes.
I think she actually did a movie about that, like a TV made-for-TV movie. Ann Jillian is 75. More music.
You lift the fields, I stand in the fields. You are the best for me, but you turn me up.
You dropped the bomb on me, baby.
Neil, you ever dance to this one? This is a 70s, early 80s, maybe disco classic.
Yeah, I think I was at roller skates.
The last time
I kind of shook my groove thing to this one.
You got to play on Charlie Wilson's the singer there for the Gap Band, 72. A car, they didn't realize they'd have to pay full taxes on it, not just as if you were buying it, not the taxes that Oprah Winfrey had to pay. you know, your wheelage tax and all the, you know, your registration tax and sales tax and all this other stuff. They had to pay, you know, basically getting a $25,000 gift that was included as income.
Oh, not so many people pay on your taxes.
Yes, not many people are all too happy about that. And how about the people that went to the show in Chicago? They already had a car there. They flew there and had a had a rental car. Yeah. How are you going to get that car home? Yeah, I mean, there's shipping there too. Are you going to hire somebody to drive it? You going to bring somebody down? You got to fly somebody. It wasn't all that prestigious that it appeared when she gave away that those cars back. I don't know when that was, 2010. Mm. Think about that. If anybody's going to pull the negative out of Oprah Winfrey giving away all those cars, it's the Bob Almanac.
Right.
Oprah Winfrey, 71 today.
Earlene Mandrell, what's a nice girl like you doing in a pickup truck?
This is no ordinary pickup. It's a Ford Ranger built Texas tough with the widest cab of any small truck.
And that?
Bronco 2 with four-wheel drive to go anywhere, do anything.
I bought a Bronco 2 solely because Earlene Mandrell basically endorsed it.
Tremendous pitch woman there.
Yes, she is. One of the Mandrell sisters. She was the percussionist. She was very talented in all the percussion instruments. You had your Louise, your Barbara, and your Earlene Mandrell. Know your Mandrell sisters.
Yeah, she was the youngest, right?
Yes.
I think, yeah.
Yes, she was, and happy birthday to her today, 68.
Well, it didn't mean a thing.
Well, I hope it did, Mary Ellen, because I'm going to marry you.
I suppose you call that a proposal?
It's the best one you're going to get from me.
Well, I wouldn't marry you, Curtis Willard, if you were the last man on Earth.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered together here in the
And they transition to John Ritter, who played the pastor there for a season or two on the Waltons. And yes, Mary Ellen did get married. Judy Norton Taylor, Mary Ellen Walton, the oldest of the daughters on the Waltons. And the man who played her husband there later on in Die Hard 2 would play the man down in the sewer. The guy who helped Willis. Yes. Just like Iwo Jima, that guy.
Right.
Who had all the blueprints and everything of Dulles Airport. That's Judy Norton Taylor. Today, she is 67.
You remember our friend Doug?
Are you kidding? He was the best man at our wedding.
Exactly. Well, we can't find him, and we're getting a little worried.
Oh, my God. That is so Doug.
This is from Hangover, Neil.
Sorry, Daddy didn't mean it.
Oh, my God. She is wearing my grandmother's ring.
What?
The ring I'm going to give to Melissa. You remember my grandmother's Holocaust ring?
I didn't know they give out rings at the Holocaust.
A little bit of Zach Galifianakis in there. Cameo. Heather Graham. She was also very good in Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me. The actress Heather Graham, 55.
What are you doing?
Oh, nothing. Just taking a test.
Man, I hate tests.
Oh, this one's different. When you're done with this one, you don't hand the nurse a plastic cup.
She was the sassy daughter. She was Darlene on Roseanne. And unbelievably, she is 50. Half-sister of Melissa Gilbert, Neil. Sarah Gilbert, 50. He's from here.
Yeah.
He's one of us, Johnny Lang.
Wasn't he North Dakota, I believe.
But he played out of Minneapolis. Basically, he claims Minneapolis is where he came out of. The Minneapolis music scene.
Saw him at the Medina. He tore it up. He was like 18 or 16 then. It was that long ago.
He's 44 now. Kid Johnny Lang, no longer a kid. I get down on my knees and I start to pray till tears run down from my eyes. Pretty much handpicked him later on to become their lead singer. Of course, Freddie Mercury had long passed away, sadly. Adam Lambert got his fame from American Idol. He finished second. But has, carved out a nice little niche there as the lead singer of Queen. 43, and our rapper of the day is Riff Raff.
Oh, sure.
Which I think he's named after the archenemy of Heathcliff. Heathcliff the cat.
Yes.
Riff Raff. The rapper of the day, Riff Raff, 43.
Mm-hmm. Gone but not forgotten today, Jim. Our former president of the day is William, don't call him Bill, McKinley.
He's getting his mountain back, it sounds like.
That's what I hear, yes.
The administration wants to go back to Mount McKinley.
Yeah, I'm good with that. And why wouldn't we? Former President William McKinley, 1843. Russian writer Anton Mr. Chekhov.
I never forget a face. Mr. Chekhov.
Yeah, who knew he was also right. Mr. Chekhov
on the Enterprise.
Yeah,
right.
Dude, you didn't know that.
Yeah, Anton Chekhov.
They're both Russians.
Yes, born on this day, 1860. 1874, his father was one of the men who built America. John D. Rockefeller Jr., 1874. He made a lot of money, too, though. I think he lived well.
And the family continues to do just fine.
I think they are fine. And a legendary comedian, I loved his early movies, very funny man, W.C. Fields, 1880.
Well, sweet buttercup, now that I'm here and see what's to be had, I shall dally in the valley. And believe me, I can dally.
But you know, there weren't many in the black and white that you could tell that somebody had rosacea. He was one of those guys that you could tell that had rosacea in the black and white movies and film.
He was something.
Speaking
of
big noses.
Yes, he had a pretty good-sized beak. And W.C. Fields was born on this day, 1880. Actor Victor Mature, born on this day, 1913. I know you remember him from Samson and Delilah. Actor John Forsythe, he was he's Blake Carrington on Dynasty, but he'll always be Charlie to Charlie's Angels for me.
Morning, Bosley. Good morning, Angels.
Morning, Charlie.
Yep, good morning, Charlie. That's what they did. They ever see his face ever? We know what he looked like.
The very last episode they might have, I can't remember. 1918 probably. For the great John Forsythe. Very scary stuff. It was too scary for me to actually watch when I got home from school. Back in the day, we're talking about Dark Shadows. Anthony George was on that program, and he was born on this day, 1920.
He was one of the Collinses, right? He's one of the Collinses,
but not Barnabas. No,
it
was his brother or something. Hey, he was on The Tonight Show with Doc Severinsen, and when Doc would be gone, Ed Shaughnessy would kind of run the very funny 1929. And you're hearing the Ramones, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Tommy Ramone.
And just like Ed Shaughnessy, he was a drummer. In fact, I think Ed Shaughnessy sat in with the Ramones when necessary.
Well, why wouldn't he? Born on this day in 1952, Tommy Ramone of the Ramones. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Pam Tillis, Shake the Sugar Tree. Glenn Campbell, Sunflower. Or Tim McGraw, I Like It, I Love It.
I think we should try out Pam Tillis this morning.
WQPN.